T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's about that time for some Nosebleed Seats, the show everyone can afford to listen to. Zach Wolchuk alongside Eric Chiafalo. And we got Zero hanging out with us today. Oh, it is so great to be in on this Thursday.
Is it ever, man?
Four full hours with you as the Rangers. They played a day game today. It was the getaway day as they took on the Houston Astros, the rubber match of their three-game series. Astros knock off the Rangers today.
What?
Yeah, unfortunately. It was a final of 8-4.
We had Lance, though.
I know, and it wasn't a great start for Lance. He gave up a four spot there in the first inning. Diaz hit a nice three-run homer off of him that put the Astros up 4-0. Jose Trevino continues to swing the bat very, very well as he hit a double. That scored Nick Solak. That was one of those where I'm thinking like double and then score, and then it ends up coming together like a dribble.
Dribble. Okay, I thought you were going basketball for a second, and you were going to say he dribbled it down the line, maybe.
Maybe it was kind of a hard-hit dribble that just dribbled down the line, but either way, Rangers lose 8-4.
New sport, new words.
Create a language of my own. It's Wolchukisms at its finest. The Rangers did kind of push. They put up a run there in the eighth, and then they were able to get some more runners on base, but unfortunately,
they didn't push hard enough.
They weren't able to bring them home as the Astros got that victory, so the Rangers back in action tomorrow night. It'll be a 7:30 pregame, 8 o'clock start. Right here on your home of Texas Rangers Baseball, 105.3 The Fan. Some big news, though, is we're not just the home of the Rangers. We're also the home of your Dallas Cowboys. And we do have roster cuts that are happening, and they will continue to happen. But the big one that went down today was there happened to be a big free agent signing at safety this offseason.
Walchuk's personal favorite.
It was a favorite signing of mine. Ha-ha Clinton Dix, just so desperate to see anybody but Jeff Heath back there. At safety.
Are you going to have to return that Ha Ha Dix jersey that you got?
Well, I didn't actually buy one.
Oh, okay. You just had it
in
the
queue. It was more homemade.
Oh, yeah. He just made a makeshift one
from
the last guy who had a similar number.
Well, the good thing was Jordan Lewis was 27. So I was able to just kind of tape Clinton Dix on the back, which I was so excited to do. I really just wanted to see Clinton Dix on the back of a Cowboys jersey. Well, now that's not the case. As we had heard... not so good things about Clinton Dix in training camp. I'm sitting here, I'm talking to Broadus. I'm like, what's going on with Ha-Ha? Well, man, Dorian Thompson's running with Darian's out there with the first team. And what's going on with Donovan Wilson? Well, you know, they're putting Thompson out there with the first team.
Yeah.
It's Thompson Woods. Okay, well, now Woods is hurt.
The funniest part is we're not hearing, like, great things about Thompson either. It's not like, oh, my God, this guy Darian Thompson is showing up in a massive way. Disrupting.
It's not that he's earned the job. It's like, well, nobody's looking good.
No, it's just Thompson is getting the reps. We don't know how those reps are going, but clearly they were going better than Ha-Ha Dix's. And then we'll see about Donovan Wilson.
Clinton Dix's.
Hopefully Donovan Wilson can be a youngster that gets in there a little bit. But at this point, I know you're sad about your guy, Ha-Ha.
I'll get over it.
But now we feel like, and we talked about this the other day, we feel like Earl Thomas is going to be a Cowboy.
It's got to happen, right? So Stephen Jones, just a little while ago, on with the G-Bag Nation. First off, we need to ask you this, Stephen. What happened with Ha-Ha?
First of all, he's a class act and certainly a pro, and I certainly appreciate everything he did for us. But just, felt like at the end of the day for what we were trying to get done that we needed to go in a different direction. But, like I said, he's a class act all the way, and just unfortunate that it didn't work out. And, of course, as I always say, we're always in the in the market 365 days a year to improve this football team, and that's what we'll continue to do.
All right, Dan.
All right, that is actually so true. Anytime you just want to keep saying over and over again, class act, class act, class act,
yeah,
it means you're just not good.
Good person, bad football player.
And that's another thing that we kept hearing about Darian Thompson. We had Fish on, and we're asking Fish about this.
That great guy.
Great guy, right? What really do we keep hearing human. About Jeff Heath? Oh, Jeff, such a great locker room guy,
man.
Bottom line is these guys shouldn't be starting in my secondary, right? So now you're in a pickle because one thing is maybe the spells, good things for Xavier Woods. The groin injury isn't as serious as they were thinking. Because right now, if there was a game this Sunday, your depth chart is Donovan Wilson and
Darian Thompson.
Exactly. It's your starting safety.
If Xavier Woods is out with the groin,
we don't feel good about.
Yeah, that's definitely true. That's definitely true. But did you hear unprovoked what he said there at the end? 365 days a year, we are looking to add help to this team. Always. We are always perusing the market. Let's see what vets are out there. Well, there's a guy there.
Oh, yeah, there is, right? So, Steven, does cutting Clinton Dix have anything to do with maybe the availability of one Earl Thomas?
No, obviously won't speak to any specific players, but certainly, we'll be trying to improve our football team.
All right. Now, is Steven stuttering on his way in every time? Okay, gotcha.
No, that's a Gator
appreciate
issue.
It, Steven.
All right, so let's just follow this up one more time. So you're not in the possibility, or you are in the possibility of adding safety help in the free agent market?
No.
So that's a no?
Steven.
Yes, we're certainly going to look at all avenues as we move forward here and wouldn't rule anything out. We're just down there working with Will and our pro scouting department as well as our coaches and trying to figure out what our next steps might be here.
All right, I'm shaking the crystal ball. And you know what it's telling me?
What's it telling you?
E.T. Earl Thomas. We don't want to say it because it worked so well with Everson Griffin. We shocked everybody. It was a pleasant surprise to everyone because we didn't say a word about Everson Griffin.
No, we did say words, and it was
we said words,
everything that was being reported.
The Cowboys didn't say words.
No, but everything that was being reported was they're not getting Everson Griffin. It's not going to
Cowboys
happen.
Cowboys aren't showing any interest, right? And then all of a sudden it happened. 717, Earl is a cancer. Sounds like a Cowboy. No, maybe he is. Maybe he is. But the bottom line is the Cowboys have a massive need at safety. And Earl Thomas is without question the best available player at the safety position right now if you were going to add somebody. Now, there could be some other players, and this is where you really have to trust your scouting department because you haven't had the ability to have preseason, right? So normally you'd be able to take a peek at other teams' depth charts, you know, what they're trotting out there at the second team safety spot. I'm able to see the Chiefs and Browns third preseason game. Well, now not so much. So I'm literally flying by the seat of my pants, and I've really got to trust my scouting department. If there is a guy that maybe we wanted to trade for, they'd have had to have had an eye on this dude for a while to be able to lay it on the table and tell me, all right, this is the dude we need to go after. Otherwise, the only other name that I can think of that we've even spoken about that's still out there, and he is a veteran, and he's older, and I think he's a true strong safety, but he's a guy I know.
I don't want him.
Your dad's probably loved him for years because he's a Miami guy. It's Rashad Jones.
Rashad Jones. Yeah, he's a little bit banged up, and he is.
He's 32.
And he's played with a shoulder issue for the latter half of his career. Was a really, really good player, but not the type of guy you're necessarily looking for when you're looking to get a guy who can do more than just play around the line of scrimmage. I think Earl is going to be a Cowboy, and I think that they are well aware of that. I think they're going to end up saving like $1.5 million or so from getting rid of Dix here. So bringing in Earl Thomas is something that I think is going to happen. But I also know that the Cowboys, I mean, they did it with Everson Griffin in terms of, we'll take you. And in their building, they were probably talking all offseason, we would love to have Everson Griffin, but at the right price. And so once they got him down to that $3 million guaranteed, they were like, okay, we'd love to have you. And so I think they're just trying to wait it out as long as they can, push the price down on Earl as much as possible, and then come swoop in this weekend or early next week. And one of the good things is that one of the teams that have been rumored to be interested in Earl Thomas because they lost Grant Delpit, their second-round rookie at LSU, who they were depending on being their starting safety, is the Cleveland Browns. And they made the trade today with Jacksonville for Ronnie Harrison, used to play at Alabama, and so now they've sort of shored up their safety hole. Mm-hmm. And so that's another team that is probably no longer going to be interested in Earl. And so I just wonder, other than the Cowboys, we know Filthy desperately could use a safety, but they're broke.
They could use everything right now. Yeah, they're dropping like flies.
Yeah, they're broke in more ways than one. Like, they are injured all over the roster and they have no money.
Yeah.
But they
they're about to start Jalen Hurts at quarterback week one.
That's true. And they got, I think Jalen Reagor's playing some defense because he hurt his shoulder making a tackle in their scrimmage.
He's not even
available.
Which
is one of the dumbest things I've ever
heard. Has DeSean Jackson recovered from his sports hernia? I know Alshon Jeffrey's not ready. They might be starting a Canadian Football League out there.
Yeah, I'm not sure what they're going to be rolling out week one, Filthy, but I know that's a team that could use Earl Thomas. It just seems like they're not going to
do that.
Don't
even put that into the universe, please.
Well, I'm just trying to throw stuff out there. Where we're at.
That one's not going to stick. I mean, I'm all for throwing it out there, see if it sticks. Earl Thomas to Filthy is not one that we're here for.
828 said Scrody the Nads was a huge fan of Ha Ha Dix, just like you, Walter.
I know. I really wanted that Clinton Dix on the back of a Cowboy jersey week one, but unfortunately, not going to have it. 817, my prediction is Earl Thomas was part of the Legion of Boom, and now he wants to come be the final piece of a new legendary defense and be a hot boy. I love it.
Be a hot boy.
He wants to be a hot boy. We got another text that said Earl Thomas is beyond his prime and is just good and not great. Sounds like a cowboy already. That's from the 214. Okay, that kind of cowboy pessimism, I'm not here for that.
What you have to look at, though, is even if Earl isn't what he was, is he better than what you have? And
the
answer is yes.
Best player at your position, bar none. And you're right. Earl isn't the all-pro caliber safety. He is getting older. But he'd be the best player that you've had at safety in the last 10 years.
Maybe more than that.
Maybe more. Maybe. And that includes Barry Church.
So I just think it's going to be one of those things that ends up happening, and I'm really looking forward to when it does, and then we'll see what the money looks like. And so 877-881-1053. There's also another defender. Do you see this? Old Clowney?
Oh, I know. Okay, so the first report that I saw was Clowney is supposedly going to sign within the next couple days. He wants to try and get on a team here because
clock's ticking, my
friend. We're a week away from opening night.
Well, he did it right. He got to bail out of training camp. He doesn't have to worry about that. And now he can still get a decent size contract, show up week one, and get eased in. And then he won't really be playing like a ton of snaps until probably week five. And so that's going to just help him stay healthy. Like, he really played this perfectly. But it looks like we got some teams now that one of them's a little bit scary.
Okay, so is it still the Titans and the Seahawks? Are the Seahawks out of this?
It's the Saints.
The Saints are now in the mix.
According to Miss Russini, who knows.
Apparently is locked in, buddy with Sean Payton.
Locked in with the Saints. She tweeted out.
And she does great work. Friend of the station.
Yeah. She's my Italian sister. I love her to death. She says, Jadeveon Clowney could be with a team very soon. I'm told the Titans and the Saints are both making strong pushes to sign the free agent. Both teams want him on the field by Monday and are making their pitches. So now Benjamin Albright of the Pro Football Network, who's one of these NFL insiders that pretty much gets it right every time, even though he's not to the same level of Rappaport or Adam Schefter in terms of name value. But and speaking of Schefter, we had maybe at 7:40 we'll get to my Schefter issue. Gosh,
yeah,
I had a Twitter
ban.
It wasn't Schefter. It was a weird situation. I got locked out of Twitter for like 24 hours. I'm still in the midst of that 24 hours. I'm locked out of Twitter, and it's halfway has to do with Adam Schefter. But nonetheless, Albright is saying there's a third team involved as well. So I don't know what that team would be, but it seems as though the Saints are sort of realizing, hey, this is our last year with Drew Brees, more than likely. I mean, he's already like signed his deal for, I think it's Fox, to go in the booth after this season. So this is your last year
NBC.
It's your last year with Drew Brees. Your window is about to close, at least the Brees window, and then we'll see what you do with whether it's Winston or Hill, whatever you want to go with.
They don't have a future with Winston.
But fact of the matter is, your window's closing with Brees. This is your last year, and so you might as well swing for the fences, and maybe that's what they're trying to do there. But that would be one heck of an addition. Cameron Jordan on one side, and then you already have Marcus Davenport as one of your other edge rushers, and then you throw in Clowney. That would be a scary thing for sure. And
Sheldon
look at that division.
Rankin's in the middle.
And then they got DeMario Davis, who might be the best linebacker in the entire sport. So that's something to keep an eye on, man. Over the next few days, I would imagine we'll get the news on Clowney, and I hope it's not the freaking Saints.
They already have probably the most complete team in the league, in my opinion.
Yeah.
When you look offense, defense, their offensive line's really good. To add a Clowney would certainly make them a favorite in the NFC. There's no doubt. I mean, we'll see what happens with the 49ers, if they end up having that Super Bowl hangover, certainly Seattle with Russell Wilson's always a factor, and we hope the Cowboys are one of those teams atop the NFC as well. But whew, very, very interesting with what's going on in the NFL. That would be a crazy move. Two free agents out there right now that could really go ahead and tilt the power if they come in and are able to be difference makers, if Clowney ends up going to the Saints or if Earl Thomas ends up becoming a Dallas Cowboy. But, man, definitely surprising to hear the Saints now. Ian Rappaport calls it, they're doing an all-blitz, all-out blitz to try and sign Jadeveon Clowney.
Oh, the Engage 8?
Yeah, good old Madden style.
They're doing the Engage 8?
They're sending everybody.
Well, they're going up against the Titans and Tannehill. They'll probably figure out a way to pull it out and make sure he doesn't become a Titan.
Okay, final thing is we are a week from the NFL season, beginning a week from tonight. Roger Goodell. All right, this will be cut 51 here, zero.
How sexy is that? We're going to get Mahomes, Watson, and Bill O'Brien's butt chin.
I see. That was one of those where you were looking ahead to butt chin.
I was looking at the best. I call them watch chin.
Sometimes, like, our brain.
Well, we are
going to
get J.J. Watt in his chin as well.
That's true. That's very, very true. So, we're a week away from the Thursday night opener. Roger, how are we looking? Are we ready for the season?
Well, Nate, you know, we have. It's unprecedented season, and it's been an unprecedented offseason. I don't think I could have ever imagined some of the challenge that we were going to have this year, but. We really feel good about where we are right now through a lot of work with our medical experts, obviously leading the way on the health and safety issues to get us in a position where we got everybody into camp. The testing is remarkably low. It's working incredibly well. The tracing is working very well. And that's a really a tribute to the NFLPA, to our medical experts in creating those protocols. And quite honestly, our players and coaches and teams who have implemented those protocols have just done a great job. So we feel really good about where we are. We're confident. But I will tell you this, we are not going to get comfortable. It's just we've got a lot more challenges to go, and we've got to keep at it.
Got to keep at it. We are not getting comfortable. We will remain uncomfortable throughout the entire season because we don't want to get got by that Rona.
Nobody does, and it's good. You should remain uncomfortable because this is a fluid situation.
If I see even a single moment of comfort on Goodell's face throughout the entire duration of the season,
now I'm uncomfortable.
I will be extremely uncomfortable.
Very uncomfortable. All right, let's keep the Cowboy talk flowing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.